Our top stories. Tropical cyclone Nathan has now been downgraded to a Category 3. It crossed the North Queensland coast near Cooktown early this morning. Winds of up to 150 kilometres an hour have been battering that region, but emergency services say it appears North Queensland has escaped the worst.
Whilst we're very hopeful at this point in time, and there's only just anecdotal evidence of some of the damage, at this point, we think we've been very fortunate in missing a severe impact from Tropical Cyclone Nathan.
A man faces court in Melbourne this morning charged with murdering a teenage girl in a suburban park. 31-year-old Sean Price handed himself into police yesterday. 17-year-old Marsha Vukotic was fatally stabbed in a Doncaster park on Tuesday. Price also faces six other charges, including rape and assault, arising out of an alleged crime spree yesterday morning. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for yesterday's museum terrorist attack in Tunisia, which killed 20 tourists, including an Australian dual national. Authorities have arrested nine people over the attack, and the army's being deployed to main cities across Tunisia. And back home, Sydney's Lindt Cafe reopens this morning, 3 months after the siege that claimed the lives of two hostages. The cafe's manager, Tory Johnson, and barrister Katrina Dawson were killed during that 16-hour siege. Police also shot dead the gunman Manharon Monis when they stormed the cafe. New South Wales Premier Mike Baird will be there for the reopening.